Friday on the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golza.
It is Friday.
It's Friday.
Yay.
It's rainy Friday. It's okay. It got to be summer, and now it's like 60 degrees outside.
Yes.
It was like 100 3 days ago.
I'm glad I did not schedule a run today. I scheduled one run this week, and it was in the rain, and it went all right, but not when it's in the 60s. I don't want to run in the rain.
I walked out the door this morning, and I was like, do I need a coat today? What is happening?
It's all right. I'll take it. It's beautiful.
It'll be 100 again soon enough, I'm sure.
Soon enough. Yes. What I found was I was getting kind of lethargic. It was so hot this week that I just didn't want to move. I didn't want to exercise, didn't want to do anything. Now, you biked in this crazy heat.
I did. Yeah. I know. Everybody's like, when it gets to be 100, people think I'm crazy. And when it gets to be like 20, people think I'm crazy. So I just, you know.
I would rather exercise or move when it's 100 than when it's 20.
Yeah.
I can support that. I know it's not really wise, but
I'm losing my northernness because I'm enjoying the heat more than the cold, and all of my Michigan friends will disown me now.
What coffee do you have to warm you up today on this chilly day?
This is the hodgepodge version.
The blend.
The weird things that we had left, and it ended up stranger than I expected.
Strange blend is what we'll call it.
Yes. All right. It's a little weird.
Drinking your strange blend coffee this morning. Well, thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Thanks for supporting the Coffee Hour. Find them at cuw.edu. They're also in the underwriter section at kfuo.org. Live uncommon. Well, we were talking about moving.
Yes,
and,
we were.
We have some friends who have been moving a lot. I am overwhelmed by this and excited to talk with them. So not too long ago, Concordia Plan Services, which is a benefits program for LCMS church workers and their families, and they started a step challenge for LCMS for members of Concordia Plan Services who participate in the wellness program called Vitality, and it was a challenge open to anybody in Vitality in LCMS, and it was what, 4 to 6 members of a team for 2 weeks, your average steps, your average daily steps. So you had to use like a fitness tracker, a step tracker or your phone, something like that,
Activity
to track your
monitor.
Steps. Yes.
Yeah.
And there is, we have the chance to talk with some of the members of the winning team. Joining us by phone this morning, the Reverend Brian Licht. He's pastor at St. Paul Lutheran Church in Carroll, Iowa, and a member of the winning team, Beautiful Feet, part of the Synod Step Challenge. Pastor Licht, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Congratulations as well. Congratulations are in order. And boy, I have some questions for you. And also joining us this morning, Russell Bauman, Director of Family Life at St. Paul Lutheran Church in Carroll, Iowa. Russell, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Congratulations to you both. And I'm eager to hear. Okay, so I looked at the stats in Vitality because those are shared with other members who are on the team. And I was okay, Sarah. What was your daily average during this step challenge?
Not anywhere close to the win. Probably like 4,000 ish. I also had poison ivy during this time.
This
That's
is true.
My disclaimer.
Okay,
so I was not moving a lot, but still, it was probably around.
My average,
or so.
I think, was like 8,000 to 9,000. I was trying
Which
to get those
good.
10. It's all right. Our fellow team members were getting like 14, and I was feeling pretty bad. I wasn't like I was not getting the 14,000. But Pastor Licht, your average was like 29,000 steps a day.
That
do you
insane.
Walk in your sleep? How did you do that?
Yeah, it takes a bit of time. I do enjoy running too, so I could get a good base in the morning and then try to keep up with it the rest of the day.
I did a little Google calculation, and that said it was like 13 miles a day. Is that around what you were doing?
I suppose that would be. Some mornings on a run, I might do 7 or 8, and then whatever the walking was after that.
Wow. Is this like a normal routine for you, or were you like, hey, I'm doing the step challenge, so I'm going to like beat everybody?
Yeah. I'm going to win this.
I'm going to win. Or is this like a daily life thing for you?
It was over and above. 15,000 is what I would shoot for, because with that Vitality program, that maxes out your daily points anyway. So we had been doing that for my wife and I for several years and just used to that. So, but then we stepped it up for the challenge.
Russell, what was your daily average for the step challenge?
I think it was like 21,000, 21,000, I think.
And so were you stepping it up for this as well, or is that typical for you?
That is not typical.
How did you incorporate this into your day? Were you still able to carry out your duties, or did this prevent you from doing your regular duties?
It was really nice to be able to say, okay, I got to move. You know, the Fitbit app says get up and move every hour. Make sure you get that 250 every hour. But at the end of the day, actually, if I didn't have my steps in, I would walk with my wife. And so sometimes it's like, let's walk for 2 hours. So.
Wow. So that provided some quality time together as well.
It did. It was very good. So,
Pastor, why is it important to you to keep moving? You mentioned 29,000 steps is not typical for you, but usually, 15,000 steps in a day is typical for you. Why is it important to keep moving all day?
Well, you feel better, and I don't know if they still use the slogan with the health plan, but the be well, serve well. The healthier you can be, the better you can serve in your family and your vocations and in the parish.
Can you give an example of that or how you've seen that happen in your own life and ministry?
Well, I guess, you know, the way I feel sometimes it's a great stress moderator and helps sleep better at night when you do that, and that makes you refreshed for the next day.
Russell, you mentioned spending more time, well, I don't know about more, but spending time with your wife, getting those extra steps. Has that become a thing for you guys? Is that something that maybe you'll be continuing on after, now that the step challenge is over?
We have. It's been nice to be able to take that time each day and just walk. And so it's no longer a two-hour-long walk, but we still make sure we take the time each day to just sit and talk with each other and just walk around the block a couple times as we're just kind of sharing the day.
What has this experience kind of given you in that change of routine and the shifting, making those shifts in lifestyle can be difficult. But what has that done for you and your wife, given this extra time to be together?
Well, when we communicate, we don't argue as much.
Imagine that.
So we're on the same page. It's a crazy thing in marriage, talk to each other. So it's been really good. I see more joy in just being able to be with her. And I sleep better, too, when I've just been able to share and care. And we're just on the same page.
And I would be remiss if I didn't include your fellow teammates in this. Tell us about your teammates, Pastor Licht.
Yeah, so Russell and I, with our wives, consisted of our team, talking about for us and the routine around our house, it did impact getting things done. We had just gotten done the weekend before with a daughter's wedding, and had many things laying around the house that needed to be put away and taken care of, and we just joked that, well, we can't get to it till after the step challenge, you know. So had to focus on the steps for a while.
How was being physically active, not just for the step challenge, but does this set an example for others? You mentioned your daughter's wedding, you have children. Has being physically active been important to you to set an example for your children?
Yeah, I think so, and model it for them as we have through the years. And actually, they blessed us with our first Fitbits about 4 years ago or so on a wedding anniversary, and they, you know, they knew that would be a gift we would appreciate, and we have. Gotten them involved in their own fitness routines now too.
Russell, what does this mean for you from here on out? Do you think this is going to impact how you go about your day, or how does it impact how you serve as director of family life at St. Paul?
Yes. Like Pastor said, just being able to get up and move, I definitely feel healthier, and it releases the stress. So being able to say, okay, I was getting 20,000 steps a day during the challenge. Oh, getting 10,000, that's easy now. Doesn't take as long to get there, as long as you're just moving every once in a while. Definitely less stress. more time to reflect and just thank and pray. A lot of the times when just getting those steps in, just thanking God for the joys of the day and being able to share that with my wife too. So,
sure. And Pastor, was there a reaction from the congregation at all? Did they know that you were doing this challenge, and were you getting any encouragement or heckling maybe from your congregation?
A little bit. I announced it one weekend and shared with them that amazingly we had been in first place, which I kind of joked was almost a curse, because if we had never been in first place, day one we hit first place, I don't think I would have been as competitive with it. But when you get there, you kind of want to stay there. And so I joked with them and told them about this challenge, and amazingly we were holding on to first place, and they should, if they see us sitting at our desks, ask us if we need to get up and walk around the church or do something. And so we got a little encouragement and people's awareness of it that way.
Do you know if it's affected anybody at the congregation to do their own movement challenges among themselves or inspiring them to move a little bit more too?
I do know of one couple I had visited with, and I had mentioned how one way, especially in the wintertime, my wife and I will do it, is, you put something on Netflix and you walk around the room or just stand in place and walk. And so it's kind of rare for us to sit and watch anything. And not that we watch that much, but when we do, we're up and we're walking. And they shared with me that they were going to start doing that, this couple, that instead of sitting and watching TV in the evening, they'd get up and walk a little bit.
The Reverend Brian Licht, pastor at St. Paul Lutheran Church in Carroll, Iowa, and part of the winning team, Beautiful Feet, for the Synod Step Challenge. Russell Ballman, director of family life at St. Paul Lutheran Church, Carroll, Iowa. Both these gentlemen and their wives were make up that team, Beautiful Feet. Thanks so much for being our guest on the Coffee Hour, and congratulations on winning the Step Challenge.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Coming up in just a little bit, we'll talk a little bit more about why it's important to keep moving every day. Our friends from Concordia Plan Services are going to come in and share a little bit more about that. You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.